Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. On today's Part in My Take, Super Bowl 53. It is finally here. Super Bowl week is coming to a close. We are gassed. We are on E, but we're ready for a big, big show.
Ecstasy. We're on ecstasy.
We're on ecstasy. We have two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
One great interview.
We'll be honest with you.
It's not going to win any titles anytime
soon. We'll explain it to you on the other side, but we have Dan Marino. We have Blake Bortles. And we have Super Bowl 53. And a little bonus, we didn't start the fire for the NFL season. Correct?
That is correct.
Whoa. Deep cut.
Little church lady.
All right. Let's have a great show. Let's have a weird show because it is the end of the week. Before we do all that, this whole week is brought to you, Ben. Brought to you by Devour. Devour got us here on the Devour RV, the road to Atlanta. The road to Atlanta stops here because we're in Atlanta.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started.
I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy.
Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Okay, let's go. Bye!
It's Part of My Take, presented by Bar Stool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take, presented by our new YouTube channel and Rough and Rowdy that's coming tonight. Make sure you buy Rough and Rowdy, R&R, buy R&R.com. Today is Friday, February 1st, Rabbit. And let's just quickly, because I like to start this Friday show, as we always do, by reading trends from Twitter. Trends for you. Knicks, Porzingis, Dallas Mavericks, Mavs, Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, Mavericks, Luka, NBA All-Star.
It's Super Bowl week.
You motherfuckers.
You sons of bitches.
You sons of bitches, NBA. You did it again.
I saw somebody tweet something out like, I've scored the first 4 days of Super Bowl week as 10-8, 10-9, 10-8, 10-9 in favor of the NBA. So we're crossing like three metaphors here.
Listen.
But this is our week, NBA.
NBA. I love the NBA. I really do. I love basketball. I'm passionate about basketball. But basketball comes on Tuesday. This is still football season. Mm-hmm. We have football until Monday around 5 o'clock, and then you're like, well, it really is over. Then we shift to basketball. Just chill out, basketball. We'll get to the Porzingis stuff in segments. But the fact that they were trending, they hogged every trend on the Thursday before Super Bowl.
You hogs.
That
you
actually, hogs. Hank, would you say the Patriots are bad for the NFL because the NBA is able to cuck them?
Yes.
Yeah. I just made that hot take up in my mind. It doesn't really fly, but I just thought it would
throw it out there.
But there's some truth to the fact that there haven't been any real big storylines coming out of this week, like besides me being arrested and handcuffed and put in jail.
Held like a baby.
Yeah, you know what? I came to a very sad realization of my own today.
Yeah. You're 34. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thanks,
well, technically, dad. It's not your birthday when people are listening, but I'm going to say
no, because we're going to release it tonight, so it will be. So thanks to all you early birds out there for wishing me a happy birthday.
Probably not
going to
get it out there, no.
I had a very, very sad realization about 30 minutes ago as I was looking at my clothes. You ready for this? I didn't pack anything that aren't suits. I didn't pack a pair of jeans. I didn't pack a pair of sweatpants. I have to wear a suit tomorrow.
But I told you, you actually like the suit. Well, first of all, you probably did that on purpose.
No.
Because you were addicted to suits.
Yes, that's right. You're right. I like suits.
But I've told you many times, you have a look when you have your vape and your suit and you're wearing a hat and sunglasses.
Yeah. How's your girl?
You are like a really shitty new age southern lawyer trying to get you off, you know, a cocaine charge.
Yeah, so Matthew
and
McConaughey.
And also, we can pay you in cocaine.
Yes. No, not that. Not that part.
It's a centipede of cocaine lawyer.
You do look like a guy who would pay for things with cocaine.
Yeah, just be like, hey, get me off
this
charge.
That's your Bitcoin, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, here's a bunch of powder, just blow it in the guy's face.
Right.
Yeah, so I didn't bring anything besides a suit, so I think I'm stuck in a suit at least tomorrow. I'll wean myself off of them. But you're right, like jumping back to what you were saying about football, this is a sports podcast, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're not here for hard-hitting sports analysis, go fuck off.
Yeah.
Thursday nights, as long as it's in NFL season,
yes.
That is an NFL night.
Correct.
There used to be games on Thursday night.
Thursday night football.
Like a week ago. Maybe not a week ago, but a month ago.
This is the one-month anniversary of our last color rush.
Yeah.
Our space.
Please respect our privacy to grieve at this time. But then, so you get, basketball kind of kicks in a little bit after the Super Bowl. But then there's always this one, I think it's like the second week in February, when Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon say, and now the sweetest words in sports, pitchers and catchers.
Report. Oh, come on. And I love baseball too, but I just can't, don't rush sports on me. The only sport I rush into is football. Every other sport, I got to let it come to me. Basketball's about to come. That season's about to start. Then we'll start baseball around like May, June. Just chill out. But let's get down to brass tacks.
This is such classic NBA too, because the NBA is a league where most fans of the NBA, unless you're a fan of like the Golden State Warriors, or that's pretty much it, maybe the Boston Celtics, you spend all of your time thinking about what your team's going to look like in a year.
So like Mason Ramsey.
Yeah, so Mason, well, yeah. What
he's got every team.
Yeah, every other team that doesn't have really a chance to win, you think about, okay, 12 months from now, I'm going to have this guy and this guy.
You're going to piss off a lot of Toronto fans with this slander.
I live in the here and the now.
All right, so let's talk about it. Super Bowl 53, Rams, Patriots, Rams in their throwbacks. We've talked about all the storylines. You know the McVay. You know Bill Belichick and Tom Brady started their dynasty against the Rams. You know Gronk might retire. You know Todd Gurley still can't buy a cat, and C.J. Anderson stealing every carry from him. You know Aaron Donald's the best player in the league. Okay, you know all the storylines, but let's get to the important thing. Who we're going to bet on and what we're going to bet on. I have some stats for you, PFT. Would you like me to go and put them into your brain?
Are they fun stats?
They are.
Insert them, please.
There's a lot of different stats.
My body is ready.
Okay, first stat. We actually spoke to DeMarcus Ware on the Yak on our radio show that we've been doing from Super Bowl week live every single day this week. And DeMarcus Ware had something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He said Wade Phillips dedicates one game a year to his late father, Bum Phillips. Wade Phillips teams, defenses, 7-0 in Bum Phillips dedication games.
Mm-hmm.
He is dedicating the Super Bowl to Bum Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Bum Phillips. I don't know how you can bet against the Rams now. That I was whole
it's a dad game.
On the Patriots. It's a dad game. This is going to be I can't bet against dads.
Nope.
That's disrespectful.
Nope.
Bum Phillips, I hope he wears that get up on the sidelines. His father's coat and his father's hat and the sunglasses, the whole deal. He looks like a pimp. And by the way, I don't know where it became like a bad thing to dress like a pimp. I think pimps ruined dressing like a pimp.
Yes.
Because if your job is not to like sell women into prostitution, dressing up like that kicks ass.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Completely agree.
I will forever hate pimps for ruining dressing like pimps.
Yes. Cuz I want to swag out.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'd be swagalicious.
I do like the dad game.
I can't say that now that I'm 34. Like Swagalicious, come on, man.
Leave that in your
come on,
burger.
Man.
Yeah.
All right, next stat. Ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
The head referee for Super Bowl 53 goes by a name, John Perry.
Is he from L.A.?
He's been a ref since 2007. In Rams games, 7-0.
Huh, interesting.
Ready for this, PFT?
In Patriots games?
In Patriots Super Bowls, Patriots are 0-1.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. Now.
Numbers never lie, Hank.
Now let me ask you this question, PFT. Bill Vinovich, we had similar numbers going into the Rams-Saints games, but then we found out it was all a long con to then give the Rams the NFC Championship game with that terrible no-call.
Yes.
Remember, he had been like 0-8. The Rams were 0-8 in games he called. So is this also an NFL long con where they planted John Perry in 2007 to basically ref for a decade plus and be really biased towards the Rams so that everyone would be like, oh, the Rams are going to win this because the NFL is corrupt. Oh, switcheroo, yeah. The Patriots won.
I think it might be the old switcheroo.
Okay.
I mean, if there's one thing that Roger Goodell is really good at, it's long-term strategy and doing things that are really smart. And so I think this is one of those cases.
Last stat I want to give you, and then we can talk about the game, what we really want to bet. Josh McDaniels has said the Patriots have a room at the stadium for coaches to sleep with float tanks that simulate 4 to 5 hours of sleep in 40 minutes.
I got to get one of those.
That's insane.
Yeah, that sounds like the most junk science of all time. It was designed by, like, Devin Caduce.
It's just
filled with crystals.
Oh, come on.
Did you hear Devin retiring?
Yes,
spend more time with his crystals.
Yes, he said.
Which I applaud.
His passion is crystals, and he's retiring from the NFL. This has nothing to do with the fact that he got cut every time he tried to make a team.
No.
Nope, his passions are crystals. So, Devin Caduce, good luck in your J.O. crystals and the bros that you find along the way.
First of all, this is a breakthrough technology if you figured out how to simulate 4 hours of sleep in 45 minutes.
Yes.
It's classic Belichick trying to find an edge wherever he can get it. So they're going to be like a bunch of precogs sitting in like suspended liquid,
yep,
knowing what's going to happen before it happens.
Yes.
Okay.
So this
now I want to bet on the Patriots
right again.
Right. All right.
So we're all over the place. Let's talk about the game for real. I'm stuck with the same thought over and over. The Rams are the more talented team, but the Patriots, like, at the end of the day, it's still Brady and Belichick. And if you bet against them, you're going to look like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I land.
I can see the Rams getting after Brady early, and that's the key to stopping Brady. People don't really talk about it, but if you want to take the guy down, you hit him. You hit Tom Brady with your front four.
Well, here's the thing that actually is interesting about this game, because Tom Brady, when you rush on the edges, like, he'll just step up. And the Rams, their best defensive weapon or defensive like trait is the inside rush.
Yeah, you've got Aaron Donald who practices with knives, and you've got Ndamukong Suh who basically has knives for hands.
And it's strength on strength because the Patriots offensive line has been the best part of their team basically the last stretch run of the season.
Yeah.
And I do think both teams in a perfect world are going to want to run the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which lends me to an under, but I'll never bet an under in a Super Bowl. So I'm stuck with this feeling that the Rams, like, their ceiling is higher. If they both play perfect games, I think the Rams will win because they have more talent overall. But, again, we just go back to, well, if the game is tight and it's Brady and Belichick, it's going to be very hard. I mean, I just don't see how they don't win that.
So it's a matchup in my mind of, like, my brain versus my guts. Okay, so my brain is saying Rams, all Rams, all Rams, all Rams. They've got the advantage, I think, at most positions. They've been playing really well. They have a great coach who is scheming something up for 2 weeks.
Like Wade Phillips.
Wade Phillips. Not the dad game, that counts as the gut one. But
yeah, in
my brain, Wade Phillips is an awesome defense
coordinator.
Fantastic. He's really, really good. He actually is better at memes than I am. Like, he's better at speaking the youth language than I think either one of us. But then in the gut department, it's just like the Patriots' mystique.
Correct.
And just their ability to come back. They're never out of a game, really.
Right.
So I got to do some soul searching tonight.
The unflappability.
I think what it's going to come down to is just like when I wake up tomorrow morning, who's the first person that I think of?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Tom Brady or is it Jared Goff?
Oh, interesting.
I always think of one of those two when I wake up in the morning.
There's two other keys to the game that I see. The first is how the refs are calling it early, because I think the Rams, like, their weakness, Marcus Peters is a double move-aholic. He'll he'll get caught all day. And Aqib Talib isn't the fastest guy. Like, he's not peak Aqib Talib. But if they let him be physical, they can get away with, you know what I mean? Like, they are savvy veterans who will be able to defend if they're allowed to maybe live in the gray area. So right. That will be important to me.
That's what the Patriots do, though, too. Is they usually come out just committing a shitload of fouls in the secondary and being like, they won't call it every single time.
And number two, this one, we always have to talk about it. The Super Bowl halftime, longer than a usual halftime. I think you're going to see one of those situations where Todd Gurley, awesome in the first half, fades in the second because his knee or whatever's going on, hip, knee, what even is his problem?
I think a knee.
Whatever it may be, I think the adrenaline, maybe a couple shots, whatever, he comes out hot, and then when you need him in the fourth quarter, it either is C.J. Anderson and his thick-ass booty or the Rams are in trouble.
That big old blue booty that he's got in that uniform. Did you see the story that came out about him today?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess he was sexting with a girl trying to holler at her, and it turns out that she was too overweight for him.
Oh.
So he's like, you should lose some of that. That's a bad look for CJ.
Come on, man. You're
thick. Come on, CJ.
You're thick.
You should know, man to man. Just get those booties clapping together. Just smashing butts with her.
So where do we land on
you like that? Yeah. Smashing butts? That's a new sex position I just made up.
Just go at it's really butt
not,
to butt.
It's not really pleasurable for either party.
Requiem for a dream. Ass to ass.
Yeah.
Hank, we will let you speak.
Okay, thanks, Hank.
All right.
So at halftime, I actually think that the longer halftime probably favors the Patriots because they've got those isolation chambers. So if you do the entire halftime speech inside the chamber,
they
then it's
sleep.
Really like you're getting a four-hour halftime to prepare.
I seriously, at the end of the day, I'm probably going to bet the over. I'm probably going to bet a million props. Some of the props I like, I love betting Tom Brady over 1.5 yards rushing.
Yeah.
Just hoping that he'll like, there'll be open space and he can bust one. I'll bet tails. I'll bet clear Gatorade because I don't know if you saw, but Todd Gurley replied. No, it's not. Todd Gurley replied to a tweet January 23rd. Someone said, what type of Gatorade do you like on the Rams sideline? He said, ice punch, which is clear.
Interesting.
What
do you think Jared would text us like before the game?
I thought about texting
like
that,
when he's warming up.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Jared, if you're listening, maybe just like, you know,
shoot us a text
like 5 minutes before kickoff. Not asking for anything like crazy here. Just like take a picture of the Gatorade and send it to us.
I'll bet James White over whatever his pass receptions are.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
It really doesn't. Yeah. It could be 100, and I'd be like, they'll probably hit it.
Yeah.
They'll probably hit it.
They like to pass the ball, too.
Yeah, they like to pass
the
ball.
I'll probably take Julian Edelman over receiving yards.
Yep. Over yards for longest field goal.
Yes.
Because both these kickers can kick. And
I got a little professional gambling tip out there for all you guys. It's a bet I don't think I haven't missed on it once this year. Okay? You find the team that has the lowest over-under for total field goals for the game. Usually it's 1.5. And then you just take the over on that. Every team kicks at least 2 field goals a game.
It's true. Both these kickers
are
good.
They're giving away money.
Yes. And Hank, go ahead.
I think the Pats are going to kill him. I know. We love Jared on the show. Good friend of the program.
Don't pander if you don't believe it.
But the fact that he is like listening to all our episodes, I see him on Instagram, liking all these posts. It seems like he's not like as focused, or at least when you compare like Jared Goff versus Tom Brady. That's what it comes down to.
Is studying film 24/7 all Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
I think Tom Brady's probably going out to dinner. He's probably living a somewhat normal life.
But he's focused.
Besides the whole sun thing.
Jared Goff, though, you have Sean McVay in his ear. Sean McVay's brain and Jared Goff's brain.
But you don't think
Friday,
you don't think
dude.
McVay is going to try and like he McVay is going to get beaten by Belichick in some way, shape, or form at some point during the game.
And I actually think the other way is also going to happen. I think McVay is going to beat Belichick in some way or shape or form
this
game.
They're two very, very good coaches.
They're fantastic
But McVay
coaches.
Has never been there, and Jared's never
been
there, and Brady and Belichick have been there so many times.
It is an advantage for the Patriots. I agree with that. But I think that you have a very good coach in Sean McVay, and I think that you have a very good podcast listener and Jared Goff. I don't like the insinuation that you're saying that listening to Part of My Take makes you worse.
Yeah, that's
in sports.
Fucked up, man.
I actually think it makes you better.
We have proof positive. Blake Bortles on this show.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Big Cat.
Man of the year.
And Julian
I don't
Edelman.
Think Blake listens to the Part of My Take.
No, I don't think he consumes anything.
Yeah.
At all.
Exactly.
Ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why he's the boat. And that's
true.
Why Tom Brady's the goat. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Edelman listens to every show. What up, Jules?
It's different for quarterbacks. Yeah. It's different
well, he's a quarterback.
True. That is true. Checkmate.
Checkmate. All right, I think what we're rooting for is just both teams to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Pats
yeah.
by 14 plus.
All right, so let's wrap it up. Let's pick. Who are you picking? You're picking Pats by 14?
Plus.
PFT, your official pick.
My official pick is 24-20.
Oh, shit. My numbers are 4-0 for squares.
But wait, what if it's the other way? I have
Patriots Rams 4, Rams 0.
Rams 24, Patriots 20.
Well, it also counts reverse, I think. Finals.
Hank is disgusted with me for saying that.
I just don't know if this is like a PFT bit you're doing.
You want to hear the bit?
We had a conversation the other day where it was just, you know.
Hank, you want to hear
Henry and PFT.
Yeah, but that's before.
Oh. Henry and PFT had a conversation?
Henry and P.
Henry and
Mr. Henry P. P.
Henry and. It was Henry and.
Yeah. Henry and P.
Yeah, we did. And I was. Listen, I've been on the Patriots all week. But this dad game thing has me shook.
He made it up. You go, what was the record? He goes, 7-0.
Yeah, okay. He would know better than you.
He would.
I would like to see some research on these
okay,
dads.
Okay, can right, somebody so, find out what the dad games were for Wade Phillips and tell us?
I'll repeat my theory with Blake, but I'll say it really quickly here. When you gamble, the first thing you want to do is obviously pick a winner. The second thing you want to do is make sure you don't get embarrassed. So I guess my official pick would be the Patriots because I feel like when you get to the end of the game, it will be embarrassing if you have the Rams and the Patriots do what they've always done.
Yeah, I just
but think... I'm not gonna actually pick a side gambling wise. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just bet the over and a billion props.
Yeah. Well, I'm not being a Patriots hater. I think that they have a very good shot. This is like one game I'm going into. Hand up, I don't know who's gonna win.
No,
but maybe you made me pick one.
Yeah.
We played guns.
Well,
to the head.
That's the name of the game. Yeah. You gotta pick it.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to stick with my preseason prediction of Rams-Patriots. And that's it. I'm just going to stick with that.
Okay, yeah.
My favorite thing that any guy who had Rams or Patriots in the Super Bowl in their preseason prediction just walks around Radio Row all week being like, you know what? I'm a man of integrity. I got to stick with my original pick that I did in August, Rams-Patriots. Mm-hmm. Just reminding you, I actually got it right. No one's keeping score, dude. No one cares. Yeah. All right, should we go to our interviews? So let's do Dan Marino first, and let's just say Dan Marino didn't like us.
He's not a real friendly guy.
So how it works when we do guests at Part of My Take, especially this week, but in general, we'll pull back the curtain real quick.
Open the kimono.
Anyone who's listened to the show for the last 3 years knows we have our recurring guests that we love and I think are always entertaining, like Blake Bortles. And then we have guests that we have to take. If someone says, hey, we have this guy, we got to go take a chance. And Dan Marino is a no-doubter, got to go interview him no matter what because he's Dan Marino. Mm-hmm. And it's not that he was like bad. It's just that I don't think he liked us at all.
No, he didn't. Yeah,
I think he hated us.
Well, if we're being fair, part of that is probably because we had him climb into our van.
He almost hurt his knee very badly.
And so Dan Marino, he couldn't get out.
Right.
He almost got stuck in the van. But Dan Marino, I don't think, is used to stepping into vans to do interviews.
Yeah.
He's more of like a luxury studio guy. But he's a little thrown off from the beginning, and we asked him weird questions. Asked him about the candy ass uniforms. He didn't like that.
Nope.
May have asked him about O.J. Simpson. He didn't like that.
Nope. Yeah, no, let's not spoil the interview, but
enjoy.
Look, shout out to Nutrisystem, getting people in good shape.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, we'll go straight into Blake Bortles, which is a fantastic interview. We did a Wikipedia reading, and Blake, every time we're with him, I just laugh and smile.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's just so funny and so great.
He rolled up to the interview on a Bird scooter, one of those $1 rental scooters that he was driving around Atlanta.
Just living life.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started.
I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T. Here he is, Dan Marino. Okay, we now welcome on NFL Hall of Famer. Some say the best passer of all time. I'll say it right now, the best passer of all time. It is Dan Marino. Dan, thank you for joining us.
No problem. How are you guys doing? I've never done an interview in the back of a van, but that's cool.
You ever been on tape in the back of a van?
No.
Okay, guess what? I was actually a little worried because you're a big guy, but you're looking pretty slim and you're fitting in this van. You must be doing something.
Oh, that's a lead in, right?
Yeah, that was a good lead in, right?
Yeah. So Nutrisystem is a company I've been working with and been 13 years now, and I lost 22 pounds, and I've been on the Nutrisystem for Men off and on since then. And Monday, believe it or not, is the biggest decision day for men going on diets, right? Because they don't want to, during the playoffs, during the football season, they usually put on, you know, fans in general put on 10, 12 pounds during the season.
Sometimes more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. And it's a big decision day. And like I said, Nutrisystem for Men. It's easy. It works.
That's so random. I didn't even know you did that. That was a totally random lead-in.
It's on a bunch.
That is the perfect timing because you want to get in shape. You got those like 2 weeks to get it in before Valentine's Day to start to look like a real person again.
Yeah. So, like, and then March Madness comes. Yeah,
then you go back and then you cycle back before the NBA playoffs start. So it's a nice little thing that you can treat your body to. Big Cat mentioned it earlier, but I want to double down on his claim that you are the best pure passer in NFL history. But I've heard people say that, but I don't know what pure passer means. Can you tell me?
I guess I throw better than anybody.
You got that spiral?
How's that? Yeah.
Got that nice tight spiral?
I guess that's what's supposed to mean.
Quick release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that good stuff.
The mechanics. So if you watching today's NFL, do you just sit there and be like, man, I would carve this up? A 22-year-old Dan Marino.
Yeah, so the good part is I don't have to prove it. So I'm going to just say I would carve it up. Throw for 6,000, you know, 60 touchdowns and have fun, especially with my guys like Duper and Clayton and the group that I had for years there too, Irvin Fryer, OJ McDuffie, all the great players, Nat Moore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had some fun. We'll throw it around a little bit.
I mean, you were...
And there was no bubble screens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interference was like a different monster back then too, right? You could mug the guy.
You could mug the guy, and you were kind of this revolution of offense before it even came. That 1984 season was, I actually would say, is the best season for a quarterback just because of the era and everything involved. You had 48 touchdowns, which was, what was it? It was 16 more than anyone else.
I think it was 36.
And your leading rusher was a fullback.
Woody Bennett?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I remember Woody Bennett.
I just love fullbacks.
Oh, there you go.
You had some great ones down Miami, too.
Yeah. I just saw Tony Page. You remember Tony Page?
Yeah.
He's an agent now. So were you a fullback.
Were you in the zone that entire season? I mean, that season was special.
I think it was the fact that we had a team that we went to the Super Bowl a couple years before, and we had a pretty good veteran group, and then Duper and Clayton, myself, come on board, and we had to win games down the stretch. So it wasn't like we had to win our last game to get home field advantage. So it wasn't like we were just throwing it. I mean, mm-hmm. it was important yards. It meant something. And it was one of those deals. We had to win games at the end, and three or four touchdowns a game at the end was the reason why we threw 48.
Yeah.
And you had to pass in that humidity down in Miami a lot. How big are your hands?
Okay.
Those are pretty... I'd say like normal size, right?
Give me your right.
They're about as big as mine. That's kind of embarrassing for you, Dan. But down in the humidity, I've always heard that it's tougher to pass like in the wind than it is in the rain. You always seem to have pretty good control in the rain.
Actually, it's harder probably to throw in the rain.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the wetness of the ball.
Mm. Did you do anything in practice where you dip it into like a tank of water?
Practice? No. We'd practice in the rain though. If it rained, we'd stay out and practice. We didn't go inside in the indoor facilities.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, did you, after you were done playing, did you ever have any desire to get into, you know, managing of a football team or becoming a head coach at some point down the line? Or were you just, you know what, I'm going to
Yeah, I did the media thing and enjoyed that. Coaching, I have nothing but respect for coaches and the hours they put in and how much work they do. And I actually do some stuff now with the team, with the Dolphins. I work as an advisor there and enjoy it a lot.
Okay, I got a question about that. So I have a theory, and you can just tell me if I'm way off, but guys like Elway, Marino, you guys who are legends of the game, maybe after a decade goes by, you're okay, you want the Dolphins to be successful, but right after you retire, were you kind of happy that, like, the quarterbacks afterwards kind of stunk? Like, I feel like Elway was happy that they couldn't find someone for a while.
No, you know what? That's no. I'm a Dolphin for life. I like how you put it, though. But
yeah.
You know, I'm a Dolphin for life, so I always wanted him to do well. I really did. You know, it's been a while, and we're working on getting better.
How many Dolphins have you pet in your life?
I think I took my kids once swimming with the Dolphins in Key West.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was, one time.
Just you know, once?
That sounds like fun.
I would have guessed like 20 times but, you would have been always, around Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, there was Snowflake.
Yep, Snowflake, Ace Ventura.
Yeah, from the movie. Yeah, that's so it's twice.
What did you think that movie did for the legacy of Dan Marino? Because we were children of the 90s, so we remember
really
that movie.
It wasn't about me. It was about what I did for Jim Carrey, because if it wasn't for me, no one would know who Jim Carrey
is.
That's
so.
A great point.
That's kind of how I take all full credit for Jim Carrey's career.
I mean, I don't want to go down a dark road, but would you consider the biggest disappointment of your career that you didn't get nominated for an Oscar?
I was disappointed.
Yeah. Would you say that you are the most talented NFL player, like between the sidelines, to wear isotoner gloves? You are OJ.
Don't ask that question.
Yeah. Okay. Bad question.
Between the lines.
Don't ask that question.
Do you ever go up to, do you ever text or give a call to Ken O'Brien being like, that didn't work out for you, man?
Kenny actually was a very solid player, good player is at the quarterback position for the Jets. And I remember, I mean, as far as our head-to-head records playing against each other, it was probably like 500.
But he wasn't Dan Marino.
Okay.
I mean, let's just say it.
You defeated the 85 Bears.
Yes.
How was that? That must have been awesome.
No, it was very satisfying because, you know, they were an excellent football team. I mean, they're about as good a defense as it played in the history of the game. So that was a great night for us in Miami. And, you know, being a part of that, helping the 72 team, you know, keep their legacy of having an undefeated team was big for us. And it was a good night.
It's the old Ric Flair. To be the best, you got to beat the best. You beat the greatest dynasty of all time. One-year dynasty of all time. So that right there.
So you must be a Bears fan.
I mean, that's right. It's the greatest one-year dynasty of all time. And so that makes you the best. That's good. That's pretty damn good. That wasn't a question. It was a statement.
It was a statement of fact.
Sometimes we just say things on the show and we expect the guest to be like, yeah, hell yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you know what?
Okay. Absolutely.
Good point. Yeah. Good point. Do you ever look back and be like, man, my hair was awesome?
I do. No, my hair is still awesome.
It is still awesome.
Yes.
You do have great hair, but in the 80s and at Pitt,
I used to let it come out the back of the helmet. Yeah, let it grow long.
That was some awesome hair.
Cool. Yeah, you had some lettuce going back then. Where did you learn the fake spike from?
Actually, it's a good question. Bernie Kosar brought that from Cleveland. They used to practice it a little bit in Cleveland, and we start practicing in Miami. So I give Bernie Kosar credit for that. You know, I mean, I was the one that threw it, obviously, but he brought it from there, and it was the perfect time to use it, and it worked out.
Now, did everybody on the field know that you were going to run the fake spike? Did the offensive line know, or was it better for them to think you were actually going to spike it?
No, they knew. They knew when that's a possibility, so they're supposed to at least try to block, you know, and the receivers run a quick route.
That's one of my favorite things. Every time there's the quarterback's going to clock it, in the back of my mind, I'm like, please let it be a fake spike. It's so exciting to watch that.
Yes.
Yeah, Roethlisberger did it, I think, this year or last year.
Yep, he actually just didn't know what he was doing. He just got confused.
The ball got stuck in his hand. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, so here's a good question. You work with the Dolphins still. You're very close with the team. Have you ever thought about changing the road jerseys to be a little less turquoise, orange? I'm not going to say candy ass, but I just did, because I always had a theory that once the Dolphins go on the road to really cold places, those jerseys
You just can't win in those jerseys.
So, you know, a lot of times we wear white on the road because right. the team wears their color. So right. it's white on the road.
But it's still got the turquoise and the
yeah,
orange.
Yeah, that's the colors.
It right. feels like
so
Miami,
have you
yeah.
thought about being like, you know what, let's change our colors. To-
I don't have that kind of power.
I think you do. Okay. I think you have more power than anyone in the city of Miami.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Super Bowl, you're going to be the mayor of the Super Bowl next year.
Not the mayor, but I am on the Super Bowl committee. And okay. we get it for the 11th time, Super Bowl coming to Miami. Damn. And we got a great new stadium, the Hard Rock Stadium, which mm-hmm. is cool. I don't know if you guys have been down there yet and seen it, but they did a really good job with it. So it'll be, it's great for our community.
As an advisor and the top-ranking official on the Dolphins, I would recommend that you purchase that giant Marlins home run statue from center field and just put it in the end zone, like right behind the uprights. And if the kicker hits one of the fish, everybody gets a fish taco.
Okay, that's a good recommendation.
That's good,
We'll look
Take
into
that under advisement. Do you know Marlins, man?
No.
The super famous fan, just human being, wears orange.
Second most famous.
No, isn't that a guy that travels around and wears I don't know him, but now it hit
me. He's kind of the main power broker in Miami. I think you should probably bring him on to the Super
too?
Bowl.
Dan Marino 1, Marlins Man 2 mm-hmm. for the city of Miami. If you want something done.
Serious football question. So
more serious question.
So you guys are getting Brian Flores.
It looks like that.
From the New England Patriots as your head coach down there. What's it going to be? It's going to be a stark shift because you've had offensive-minded head coaches in the past. What do you expect him to do to the defense to overhaul it?
It's like any head coach. You just want to try to get it going in the right direction and win football games. And, he's the guy that, we all chose to be our head coach. Excited about him coming down. And, it's really about – philosophy, players, and winning football games.
Are you a little concerned that he might be a Belichick plant? That, he sends around the league to implode rival teams so that he can continue his dominance?
I don't think so.
Just keep an eye on him.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Dan Marino,
see you guys.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Check out Nutrisystem. Start your diet on Monday.
Monday.
Best pure
Nutrisystem
passer.
Nutrisystem
for men. Best passer of all time.
All right.
Said in this van, that means it's fact.
This van is now called Van Marino. I just made that decision right
Boom.
Now.
Boom. Done. Thank
Good
you,
stuff.
Dan.
Yeah. Nice clothes.
Thank you.
All right.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Tonight, Friday, February 1st at the Roxy in Atlanta, Barstool Sports is hosting the premier event of Super Bowl week, Rough and Rowdy 7. Starting at 7:00 with a national anthem performance by the fourth tenor, Daniel Katz himself, Rough and Rowdy is going to be 3.5 hours of nonstop action, intensity, and hilarity. With celebrities the likes of Blake Bortles, Mike Florio, Ryan Russillo, Jeb Bush, and Larry the Bus Driver sitting ringside, Rough and Rowdy will be an event you don't want to miss. 28 fights, no headgear, no holds barred. Buy the fight, invite some friends over, and enjoy the show. Buy R&R.com now. And now for something completely different.
Okay, we welcome on. It's actually our last interview of Super Bowl week.
Well, that's sad.
It is sad, but we finished with our best friend in the entire world and the boat. It is Blake Bortles. He's in the back of the van with us. I also should say Man of the Year nominee.
Right. Man, it's like everybody that asks, what are you doing this week? It's like, I got to go to Atlanta Super Bowl. They're like, what for? It's just Man of the Year stuff.
What did you do? What did you do to get Man of the Year?
I helped out my community.
Okay, well, how?
I have a foundation that supports mentally disabled and first responders, and then they kind of like pick a guy each year, and then I guess this is the first year that they brought all 32 representatives.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
I think every team gets a nominee every year, but then they used to only invite like
the finalists
year,
right?
They made it a big tent party.
Right.
Here.
And we're still not all that high up on the priority list because me and Kenny Stills rode over together because he won it for Miami, and we both checked in at the same time, and both of us had two full beds in our room.
That's a tough
not
life.
The king? You didn't get the king?
No, I said, you got just one big one's fine. And they said, no, you got two full.
That's actually
one big one.
That's better. I prefer that when I'm in a hotel alone because you got one that is just for like your luggage and you
shelf.
Just throw all
right.
your shit out.
Pretty much a closet.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And that's actually the best way to do it. So they really hooked you up.
Yeah. That's nice. You got two beds. That's more than the Barstool House. So yes. Man of the Year nominee, helped out the community. But here's the important part. And PFT, I was just talking to Blake about this outside the van.
Wait, first, Blake, is there anything you'd like to say to me?
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yep.
Yeah, good. That's good.
What about me?
Well,
did you hear about yesterday?
How was jail?
And
did you want to text me?
Was
oh, no, Blake's not on Twitter anymore.
It was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, dude, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Is it your birthday today?
It's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Are we party tonight?
Yeah,
let's get after it.
Yes.
Joint birthday parties.
Hell yes. So, Blake told me outside of the van, he is going to the Super Bowl because they are trotting all the Men of the Year nominees out before the game. Now, that's just whatever. Like, who cares? No one's ever thinking about this.
Nor is anybody probably paying attention.
Yeah, we'll be paying attention because you're in it.
Yeah, we'll take pictures of your face on TV.
Here's the rub, PFT. Do you think Blake can wear a hat?
We got to go full suit, though.
You know what?
But yeah. It is cold, and I've gone suit and beanie
before. It's a dome, you know.
Yeah, but you can still say, I had to walk over.
I had to walk over, yeah.
Here's a quick suggestion. Top hat.
Is it a fedora type?
No, imagine?
Top hat.
Just
like,
top hat.
Like top hat, yeah.
Could you imagine if you did
just
a top
go yarmulke
hat
and just cane. Cover everything up?
do a top hat and a cane?
Yeah.
And maybe like a long
monocle?
Cigarette
just
holder?
A Dumb and Dumber scene.
So what are you going to do? What's the plan? You can't go out with your hair.
Well, see, the good thing like about not a lack there of hair is that you don't have to do it. Like, I kind of just take my hat off, and it's like, all right, here we go, you know? It's not like it's a secret.
Right.
Like,
right.
I wear a hat for the benefit of other people, because, I don't like looking at balding heads, so that's why I wear a hat, because I don't want anybody else to have to look at my balding
that's
head.
That's why you're Man of the Year, is because you do, that's a public service that you do for the entire
it's
kind of
just, a selflessness thing.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'm serious. The top hat would be amazing. Oh. Or, like, a Peaky Blinders
You'd
style.
You'd steal the show.
Yeah. I'll go to Nordstrom's.
You'd steal the show. Yeah. So, congrats though on Man of the Year nominee. Where before we do our Wikipedia, we're gonna do a Wikipedia that gets everyone ready for the Super Bowl. Where are you at? I don't want to get too in the weeds, but like, are you with the Jaguars? Have you had communication? I don't know how to ask this because I'm a friend and
Just say like, hey, what's your situation? There's not a whole lot of communication going on.
Okay.
So I'm kind of just – I go in and work out and rehab every day.
Okay.
And then
– So you still have your access card.
Right, which that's kind of like how I know. Like, so we have a code, right? You got to punch a code in at the front gate, and that's the first thing that goes when you get cut or fired.
Okay.
So each morning I show up kind of like, oh, maybe today's the day. And it keeps working. So I'm like, they're keeping me around. So
I'd be so shitty if you woke up at like 6 in the morning to get
go
a workout in and it was closed.
Yeah, I know.
That happens,
it's a possibility that happens.
So. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, right.
Yes, steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
Yeah.
Right, 6 hash browns.
Yes. So, all right, so we don't know what's going to happen, but you're going to be playing football, and you're going to be, like we've always said, a minor comeback for
minor
major,
setback.
Minor setback
comeback.
For
major,
major
comeback.
So the other thing I wanted to talk to you about before we get to the Wikipedia, we forgot to mention this to Chris Long. We had him on last Friday, but there was an AWL meeting of the minds on the field. Did we bring this up?
We did not.
With Blake on air? No. So can you tell the story?
So I think I originally told you I got sacked by him, but I don't think that was the case. Like, I took off, kind of scrambled to their sidelines, didn't get very far, got out of bounds, and all of a sudden I hear somebody run by just yelling, award-winning listener, and he's, like, yelling. And I'm like, oh, is he talking to me? And then I realized what he was saying, and I was like, oh, it's Chris Long. Hey, bud. And then I kind of smiled and then jogged back to the other side.
Can I give you a little piece of advice? The way that you told the story originally was – award-winning listener motherfucker.
Yeah.
So
you
can swear.
There was some explicit.
If you include that in, maybe you'll be more likely to beat him in the Man of the Year competition.
Right. I mean, Chris Long is a guy that uses profanity.
Profanity,
so if
Chris
voters
Long.
Are listening, that's
true. I mean, Blake has never swore.
Nope.
Never.
Ever.
In his life.
Swear to God.
How's everything else going? Man of the Year, we're here, football, Super Bowl.
Right. Well, it's good to see you guys. Glad to be here. They got some cool stuff set up for us. You know, it's a chance to do some cool things, go to some dinners and hang out with some people, get to see you guys and
how do you like your steak?
Hang out. Funny steak story. I had a buddy the other day, like two nights ago, he gets like this Wagyu steak, right? Which is like top of the line. Yeah. Fired up about it. I'm like, oh, he's like, I'm a cookout, you know, come over, we'll have some good steaks. I'm like, all right, cool, go over there. And he goes, I like mine rare. How do you like yours? I'm a medium guy. And just always kind of assuming that they undercook it, so it ends up being medium rare anyways, type deal. and he cooks this thing, and dude, it was like purple on the inside, and it still tastes really good, but it looked like an ahi tuna.
And then it's hard to eat. It's hard to chew.
Like, I was cutting it, and it was kind of just like smooshing around.
Yeah.
And it was still like unbelievable
steak.
Yeah,
send it back.
Well, he goes, you want me to put it on the grill again? And I said, well, are you going to put yours on the grill again? And he goes, no, I like it like this. I said, me too.
It's a little alpha off on who can have the more rare steak.
What are these banquet dinners like? Because I assume that you go to a few of them this week, and you know, it's usually catered, so stuff's out under a heat lamp. What type of food do they serve you?
This will be my first experience at going to any of these. It's my first Man of the Year honors, so we'll see. I'll let you know. I got my first one at 7 o'clock, so I'll let you know here in a little
nice.
Bit.
Nice.
You should go around and point out the different ways that each dish is problematic. You know, the environment they keep chickens in, they lose their beaks,
right?
And they can't even fly.
These were clearly caged chickens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, get a little last-minute goosing for yourself.
Are you wearing a suit tonight?
Yeah, I think we got to wear some ties. Optional, though.
Nice.
You're not a tie guy.
No, I'm not. None of us.
You smell great, by the way.
What do you think of my tie?
I appreciate it. So do you guys.
Like this?
Yeah. I do. I saw it's a little. You got a little action on the back.
It's a penis tie. It's well worn.
Yeah.
Well worn.
Yeah.
Hey, I asked Jared this when he was in the back of the van with us, but like, how much of that sweatshirt you got on right now? Because you look good in it.
I appreciate it. This was actually a buddy left this over at my house, and I got like a week rule type deal. Like, if it's there for a week, it's mine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because, if you don't come claim it, so it's not mine.
Because I have a theory, guys who are in shape, they can buy a sweatshirt for $50 and it looks like it's, you know, the nicest sweatshirt in the world because they're in shape.
Right.
Whereas if I bought like $1,000 sweatshirt with my body, it would look like I bought it from Old Navy.
I actually saw, somebody sent me a picture of you the other day.
Uh-oh.
They saw you at the airport.
Oh, no.
And you had an unbelievable outfit on.
Oh, no.
Was this a candid shot?
That wasn't the airport. That was the bar. Yeah, yeah. That was at the Ainsworth.
Yeah, that's
that's
tire
head to toe.
Do you know that
tiger
guy?
The dude on the right, I know Jason. His brother lives in Jacksonville, works for the team. So
got it. Okay, nice. Got it. Yeah, I was wearing jumpsuits. Yeah, it's a lot.
Jumpsuit January is over, unfortunately.
So do you buy that all?
Oh, did that person just... Oh, that's your brother. He just took my tweet and sent it back to you.
How about that?
What the hell's going on with that?
He lets me know because I don't have Twitter anymore.
What's... Are you ever coming back to Twitter, by the way? Should we turn these lights back on?
Why'd the lights turn off?
Uh-oh. Lights went off.
Open a door.
Oh, there we go. Are you ever going to return to Twitter?
Yeah. I plan on returning to Twitter. But it's just got to be like... because I would like to be active on Twitter, you know, and, you know, as a starting NFL quarterback, it's kind of just tough because everything you say could be know, taken out of context. But the whole starting quarterback thing now could be in jeopardy, so I could be back on.
Oh, yeah, backups can be on Twitter.
Right,
yeah,
CFL quarterbacks, they can be on.
I feel like backups can be like the quirky guy, and everyone would be like, oh, this guy's so funny.
Right. Like when Luke McCown had that commercial.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
About not jacking off?
No, that's Josh McCown.
Josh McCown.
Luke probably had one, too, about not jacking off. If your brother does that, you have to like back him up and be like, yeah, I totally don't jack off either.
Yeah, Cutler did that.
It's a family thing.
Cutler was on Twitter, and then he got off.
Yeah, I'll get back on Twitter. I like social media. It was just kind of...
It was a good time to walk away.
Need a little break.
Just clear the head.
Yeah. Kind of reset.
You got any big plans this offseason? Any vacations you're taking?
No. I got nothing. I'm not a big vacation guy. Like, if I don't have to play football, like, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just
not working.
Okay, let's actually reverse that so that, like, for any – now, hopefully everything works out in Jacksonville. But if not, let's say football is your vacation because you love it so much.
Right. Well, that's also a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you love to work.
Like, it's not work. Like, I'm doing what I love, and then when I'm not doing it, I'm on vacation.
Right.
But
you're depressed because you aren't doing what you love.
Yeah, exactly.
You miss it so much.
Exactly.
I'm just going to say some cities, and you tell me what you think about these cities. Just hypothetically.
Okay.
We think about Miami.
Like Miami.
Yeah.
A big fan.
Good football town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good culture down there.
It's a good place. They got good fans.
Yeah.
Good scenery.
You realize that if you...
Washington, D.C.
Well, big fan. Yeah, nation's capital.
That's right.
Yeah, it is nation's capital. Like,
right?
If you
go Caps.
Somehow went to Green Bay, we would not be friends.
Really?
Well, no, I'm going to rephrase that.
Because you hate Green Bay that much?
Yeah, we would be friends. I would just hope that you would respect our friendship and be a mole for me in the Packers organization.
Yeah, I'd let you know.
Okay, all right. So then we can say friendship.
They
back
might
on.
Not let me in meetings as the third string tight end, but I'd let you know anything I heard.
Oh, man. Okay, you want to do Jim Nance?
Let's do it.
Wikipedia Club?
Yeah, he's going to be calling the game this weekend. We love Jim Nance.
By the way, this is dangerous because we're now all together, and we may go out tonight, and we do have to get a tattoo. I'll just throw that out there. But I'm gonna
Jim Nance is 60.
Okay, let's start it. Let's get it going. Wikipedia Club, now in session. Jim Nance, we are all reading it for the first time together. And so let's just pop off here. Mm-hmm. Jim Nance is 60. Oh, no, he's 59.
I rounded up.
Okay. No, he rounded up. He's going to be 60 May 17th. I feel like that's about where I would have said Jim Nance.
Really? I thought he was like 40-something.
Whoa, he grew up in a shitload of places. New Orleans, Colts Neck Township, New Jersey, and Marble Township, New Jersey. I didn't think New Orleans. That's kind of – maybe that's why it's like the Dan Rather. He has an accent from – that's like a melting pot of the nation. Yeah. Maybe
not a regional dialect.
Yeah, maybe that's why Jim Nance is so successful.
He has a rich person's accent.
And he's got his own wine, so that makes sense.
Whoa. Not only that, but he also has his own line of Vineyard Vines clothes and ties.
So like the type of clothes you only wear to Vineyards?
The type of clothes you wear to meet Jim Nance.
Right.
He basically is giving a uniform to meet him.
If I were to say, when did Jim Nance start doing play-by-play, what year would you say?
Off the top of my head, I would say 1982.
Okay. 2004.
What?
Mm. Yeah. That's wild. Well, after hosting CBS pregame program, the NFL Today, from 1998 to 2003, he became the NFL on CBS top play-by-play announcer in 2004. That's wild. I would have agreed with you, PFT. I've memories of Jim Nance announcing forever.
Yeah, quick fact check on that. On KSL TV in Salt Lake City, 1982, he called BYU football games.
Oh, yeah. I meant the NFL. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
How much money do you think he makes a year?
Oh, fuck. A lot. I bet you Jim Nance makes $9 million a year.
Oh, I was going to say more.
That's a good guess. More. Seven.
Well, now with the
seven? Seven? Where does it say seven? It says seven?
Nance earned $7 million a year. That's all it says.
That's wild. I would have said more because think about it. He does the three biggest things that you can do in sports. Mm-hmm. The Masters, NFL, the big game on NFL Sunday, and March Madness.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't get any bigger.
You can't get bigger. Like, the only thing you could add would be, like, the NBA Finals. That's about it. Yeah, maybe the college football playoffs. Yeah.
Tour de France or something.
Yeah. Oh, great, yeah. The Tour de France. Yeah, you're a big Tour de France guy?
America's Cup. You're like yachting. The nice thing about his voice is his voice is like the perfect tone to put you to sleep when you're watching the Masters.
Like there's nothing better than listening to him announce the Masters.
Yeah. Oh. It's like ASMR. Jim Nance invented ASMR.
It's a honey-soaked voice. Mm. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does.
But I just threw that out there. Have you listened? No, you probably haven't. Have you listened to any of the games with Tony Romo?
Yeah, I like Tony. I think he's really good.
You do?
Are you a fan or no? When I say that, I think I've listened to like parts of two games.
Yeah.
So that's a no.
No, I don't hate him as much as I used to.
As a player or as his
first
year?
Oh, there's the bus that says coming on it.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
That is funny.
It
says coming.
We're in Atlanta and there's a town nearby called Cumming, and so these buses keep driving by. And it's just a big bus with neon letters that say coming on it.
I don't know what to say about that. Like, yeah, sometimes the sophomore humor works,
it's
right?
It's the bang bus.
What are you going to do about that? It says coming. I don't know. Jim Nance actually has more of a boring Wikipedia than I thought.
Dude, he's got a whole section of famous quotes, though.
Oh, let's go. Let's check that out. Yeah, that's good. Quotes. Ooh.
Hello, friends. That's such a winner.
The bear has come out of hibernation. That was in the final round of the 1986 Masters. What a call.
Do you want to do the next one, Blake?
And now Luke Donald trying to solve this piece of geometry. while Luke Donald was reading a poem.
That's it. Duke has the championship, and Coach K is the proud father of three in more ways than one. Oh, that's such a nerdy call. That's so lame.
I like it.
Some of these are tough out of context.
Watch his life change right here. Is it his time? Yes, at long last. That's when Phil Mickelson won.
Oh, I remember this one. This one was Sean May for UNC.
Thick-ass Sean May. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It started in March, ended in April, and belonged to May.
The 2000.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Nice. That is pretty good. That's a nice one. We're not doing a really good job Jim Nance impressions.
No.
But the quotes are something else. Y.E. Yang has won the PGA Championship. Nance's Yang hits his. These are like Revell tweets.
I've got one that's just off the top of my head. It's not on here, but you remember this one? Thunder, lightning, and the thunder.
Yes,
thunder.
I do.
That's as Patrick Reed was winning the Masters, and he was talking about Imagine Dragons. And so Jim Nance had to read
some of these
lyrics.
Are just
great.
Wait, let me see if I can get one.
He won an Emmy.
He did?
What year? 2008 for most outstanding sports personality, play-by-play. And back-to-back, he went back-to-back, 08, 09.
Oh, back-to-back. Oh, Lord. What is that about? Nance reaction to a replay of Kevin Ware.
Oh, God.
No. Oh, Lord. That's all the quote. How is that a famous quote, just, oh, Lord?
Superlatives you can't come up with enough. Absolute incredible performance. Shock and awe in college basketball. Makes history at Charlotte. That's when UMBC beat Chris Long's Virginia Cavaliers. Mm. I don't know if you can give a Man of the Year award to a guy like that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Oh, he did the old jinx on Billy Cundiff in 2011. Here comes Billy Cundiff to tie this game and in all likelihood send it to overtime. The last 2 years, 16 of 16 in the fourth quarter on field goals. 32 yards to tie it in the kick. Look out. Look out. It's no good. It's no good. That's not even a good call.
Yeah, I don't really understand why.
All right, I'm off Jim Nance. I think I just ruined Jim Nance for myself.
Oh, he was in 10 Cup, though.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was great.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
No joke, I think I might have a cane sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
Just Blake, let's talk Super Bowl preview. Who do you got? Who do you got winning? Have you talked to anyone on either side? Are you friends with anyone on either side?
I'm good buddies with Jared. I know a couple guys on both teams. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see it be a good game, and you know, I guess I'd root for Jared and the Rams just because we spend a good amount of time together out in California in the off season and. I don't know. I mean, it's incredible what New England and Brady and Belichick have done, and it's hopefully it's a good game and fun to watch.
Yeah.
What did you think about Julian Edelman calling you the boat?
I appreciated
it. Best of all time. High praise.
And he lost his train of thought.
Yeah,
great.
It was totally rattled, just up in his mind. That was in his dome. He was still thinking about us from week two.
You guys did win the Super Bowl.
Yes, we did. Yeah. What's the blueprint on how to beat the Patriots?
Yeah, that's true.
You got to score more than Tom.
Yeah, okay. And play in 98-degree heat. Right?
Yeah, exactly. That's how you get them. And you put, like, we always, so when away teams come early in the season, we always put, like, a giant thermostat on their sidelines just so they can see how hot it is.
I like it.
And I think, I don't know if it was New England, or we played the Jets the following week. One of the two teams, like, threw it in the trash can. After the game, they went over there, the thermostat was in the trash can.
Like, we can't take this anymore.
I know.
All right, Blake, well, thank you for joining us.
Wait, just
always
give us a
fun
score prediction.
Yeah.
So I've always wondered this. What happens if they obviously can't tie the Super Bowl, so is overtime just a never-ending clock? There really shouldn't be a clock for overtime, right?
I agree.
I think that there are
because
two.
They just
in playoffs, they shouldn't have an overtime clock.
Yeah. Right. I think what happens is after the first period's over, it goes to the second. I don't know if there's another kickoff
like
or a coin toss. Yeah.
Just a second overtime.
Yeah, period. I don't know how it would work. I'm assuming it's just the same, like quarter one, quarter two, but would they then pause?
They might treat
it
like
halftime. Another
halftime.
Right.
Yeah, they might treat it like halftime.
Damn.
Are you a heads guy or
this
tails
is a
guy?
Whoa.
I'm a heads guy.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Tails never fails.
I know, but heads also never fails.
That's not
that
true.
Doesn't rhyme.
Or tails always fails.
Yeah, now, see, you know our playbook. That's,
yeah, now I'm on your side.
Someone brought that up
the
other day, and it really fucked us up for like a couple days. I was spinning.
Tails always fails.
Now, do you switch up your call if it's at the start of the game or if it's going into overtime?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done overtime. I've called a couple. I think I'm like 3-4-0.
Wow.
Calais is kind of our talker, and he was always really good at it. He did well. He was a tails guy as well, though.
Okay. All right. You should actually, like, market that more for yourself. Be like, I'm 3-0 in coin tosses.
All right.
I'm sure Belichick would sign a coin toss specialist.
Just send me out there. I'll get you the ball first if you want. Or we can defer, whatever you want.
Right.
I like that.
Wait, I can't remember. Are we being nice to Cody Kessler?
Yeah. Cody Kessler's on the good side.
Right. Yeah. All right. We had quite a video.
Were you guys getting after him for a little bit?
No, we had a video that was in the works. Until I remember now, you told us you're friends with him.
Yeah, no,
you know,
Cody's.
We had a very, we can just say it. We were going to just make a video where we tried to create like new slang called I Kesslered it, and so like I tripped and fell, I Kesslered it.
Yeah, like in the office,
and
when
so
Andy
like,
was doing that,
make like a new adjective.
Yeah, right. All the kids would be like, "Oh, dude, you see like you know Tommy the other day
totally Kessler.
Yeah. Like you got mossed.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. And then that was going to be how we got your job back.
Oh, man, I think I
appreciate the support. I'm glad we didn't have to take that measure.
Yeah. I just Kesslered my pants.
Yeah, this stripper gave me Kessler in the hot tub.
Yeah. I don't even know
what that is. Actually, that could be good.
Yeah, Jesus, I don't know what that is. Oh, man.
So who do you got in the Super Bowl?
I haven't made an official pick yet. I think I'm going to bet the over. And because I just have to.
Yeah, you're root for points.
And I don't know. I think it's going to be close. So it's like
31-28 type.
I just feel like it's going to be a very close Super Bowl. So if I had to go, I probably would just bet the over in a shitload of props. I usually bet so many props.
Are you like that? You bet like the Gatorade that gets poured on the winning?
Yeah, yeah. All the props. So I'll bet so many props that my eyes will bleed. And but if I had to go gun to head, I would probably take the points if it got to three.
Yeah.
Three feels like, feel like a field goal game.
What's the spread?
2.5 right now.
New England?
Yeah. But it's one of those situations where I feel like the Rams have more overall talent, but it's just like you're betting against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Like, are you insane? Yeah, you can't do that. So it's a real, that's why I think I'm just going to go the props route and the over.
I was all over the Patriots earlier this week, and now we just learned a fact today from DeMarcus Ware that this is the dad game for Los Angeles. So every year, Wade Phillips dedicates a game to his father, and they always win that game.
7-0.
7-0 in those games, in the dad games.
Which doesn't make sense because he's been coaching for way more than 7 years.
Maybe he just
Oh, when his dad died. Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah. Okay, right.
So this is the dad game for Los Angeles. I don't know how you bet against the dad
game. You can't bet against the dad game.
Yeah, no, that's like the Aaron Rodgers, the Brett Favre dad game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, against the Raiders, Monday Night Football.
Threw for like 450.
That was an insane game. Big game. True.
I think you got to take the Pats.
It is one of those things that if I have a big theory on gambling. Like, you have to first try to figure out, obviously, you want to make the right pick. But more importantly, you want to make the pick that won't make you embarrassed. So if you bet the Patriots, you won't be embarrassed. You know what I mean?
That's like, not an embarrassing pick.
Yeah, right, exactly. But you can bet on the Rams and then watch the Patriots come out and kick their ass and be like, what was I thinking? You're an idiot. So
Yeah, New England's like Old Faithful.
Right, you just can't. You don't want to wake up in the second quarter and be like, are you so stupid? Like, why would you ever pick this?
Yeah.
And I don't think that that would happen if you picked the Patriots, but I think it could happen if you pick the Rams.
Right, yeah. Can't bet against that dynasty.
Yeah, but okay. Blake, thank you. Good luck.
I appreciate
Man of the year. You're the man of the year in our hearts.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate that.
Happy birthday.
When's your birthday?
April 28th.
All right. Happy prelated birthday.
Oh, you're using
it. Is it belated?
No, it's prelated. It's a word I've invented.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like before.
Technically, you could always be belated, though.
Once the NFL league year starts.
No, but I could be. Yeah, no, he's right. I could be saying happy belated birthday for last birthday.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We probably didn't wish you a happy birthday last year, did we?
Fuck.
Sorry about that.
What's the date? April what?
28th.
Oh, tax day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's the date.
Ish.
If I go back and
close.
That's the date that your parents had sex on.
Is it?
Thank you. Yeah.
April 28th?
Like, yeah, January. Or so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you too.
No, but I was putting it on you to make
Yeah, but you too.
About,
no, I'm not thinking about that. You're thinking about that. Okay, all right. That's the show.
This is Blake Bortles.
Okay, let's get to some segments.
I have a public service announcement real quick.
Yeah, what do you got?
So we all are in agreement, obviously, that the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a federal holiday.
Correct.
Right? Move President's Day. There, Abraham Lincoln's dead. He won't care, I promise. He probably would have been a big football fan. It should be a federal holiday, but it's not. So it's Friday right now when you're listening to this. Start to lay the groundwork. Maybe you've got like a sick tummy.
Maybe your stomach's hurt.
Mr. Boss, my arm. My arm hurts.
My arm might have to miss work. I might have a broken arm that I won't get checked out till Monday at noon.
Or a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Free little tip. My favorite excuse, say you got sprayed by a skunk. No one ever fact checks that.
That's good.
They're like, he must be stinky. I'm not going to his house.
Too much chili. By the way, I made some chili a couple weeks ago. I forgot to say this out loud. I made some chili a couple weeks ago, and I believe Alex Jones when he said the chili like kind of clouded his judgment.
Yeah.
Because I ate some, and my brain wasn't really working for about 3 hours. My body temperature was hot. I was feeling real irritable. Like, I was rash. I took my shirt off. And I was just feeling, you know, chili brain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact that you forgot to say it backs that up.
Correct. Correct.
It'll make you forget anything. No, there's a lot of stuff you can pick apart Alex Jones for, like mostly anything that he says.
Everything.
But the chili is 100% accurate.
When you eat a big bowl of chili, watch out.
Watch out. Watch out, brother.
You should legally be able to do anything for the next 3 hours.
Yep.
Chili brain.
That and the CIA lives underneath your bed.
Correct. Okay.
By the way, I'm deathly afraid that the FBI is staking us out.
Yeah, I know. You're a little paranoid.
I pulled up into the driveway.
It's a weird thing to think about.
I pulled in the driveway. There was a big black SUV in our driveway when I came home.
Yeah.
And this lady rolled down the window.
It was actually white. So
there were two.
Okay.
There was a black one and a white one.
But you noticed only the black one?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about, that's the one that I talked to.
Interesting.
And they said, "Are you Kirk Cousins?" And I was like, "No." They're like, "Is he inside?" And I was like, I don't know if Kirk Cousins is inside the house. No, I don't.
They sat out there for a while looking for Kirk.
Waiting
Cousins.
For Kirk. Yeah, he was out. Here. He was out back on the grill cooking his steaks extra well done on aluminum foil. So he might be in here for a while.
Tinfoil boats.
Yeah.
Breaking
but they were
moves.
Probably FBI is what I'm saying.
Nope.
That's not how it works.
Breaking moves.
All right.
Just go into the... You can't set me up for breaking.
Well, I just saw you do the thing with your hands.
I know, but I
hold
was
now,
waiting.
Do it.
But you have to let him do it.
Right, but you, breaking moves. Can you tell us Friday? It's the end of Super Bowl week. We haven't been sleeping. Our cows are dead. Okay, Hank, what's your breaking moves? This is.
In honor of today's show, I have to report this news because it just came out. Luka Doncic did not make the All-Star team.
Oh.
A video just came out of him on the bench. Someone leaned over, and you could tell he told them, and he was, like, pissed. It looked like he was about to cry.
Well, he got Kristaps Porzingis on his team.
It's true.
That's even Let's talk about that real
Wait,
quick.
Wait, did Jimmy Butler make the All-Star team?
I don't know.
Nope, he didn't.
You didn't even look.
Isn't that interesting?
Let's talk about Kristaps real quick.
First, let me just tell you that after the game on Sunday, millions will wait with bated breath and betting tickets to see what will be poured on the winners' heads. But why not take a chance and bet on chocolate milk? Chocolate milk's got real recovery power with high-quality protein, carbs, and naturally occurring electrolytes your body needs. So why would you want anything else after the game? I know I'd love to have some of that creamy deliciousness poured on my head. Pick some up after your next workout and see for yourself. But for real recovery after a tough workout, pour it in your mouth.
Great. Okay. So before we get to the surprise, we didn't start the fire. Let's talk about Kristaps. The big trade that stole the last Thursday before the end of the football season. The big trade, the Knicks traded Kristaps to the Mavs for Dennis Smith?
Yeah.
Smith Jr.
And some first round picks.
Basically, a cap space move, DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched DeAndre Jordan recently?
I honestly haven't, no.
Okay.
He's probably not going to play for them.
DeAndre Jordan. Google DeAndre Jordan. He doesn't, like, I don't think he physically can move anymore.
Yeah.
He just stands, and he doesn't jump, and he doesn't do anything, and it just ended like that for him.
The weirdest part about the NBA is these trades. I feel like over 50% of trades in the NBA end up featuring players that just are never expected to play for that team.
Right, it's just a contract. So the Knicks got cap space. They are now going to try to go all in on Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, name any free agent, and the Knicks will be rumored to get them.
Mm-hmm. And they won't get them.
They won't get them because James Dolan is still the owner.
Maybe Carmelo will come back.
Kristaps, which we called because we kept on saying, hey, remember Kristaps Porzingis? Why don't we hear about it? This was always like, I was always kind of thinking this in my back of my head, like, hey, this is weird. We haven't seen him even cross up a broomstick in a practice.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on. He gets traded to the Mavs. The Mavs have a pretty sick team right now, young team. If Kristaps comes back from his knee injury, very European team. They're like one or two white guys away from just wearing Wisconsin Badger uniforms and just rolling the ball out there. And I kind of like what they're doing.
That should be their road alternate.
Yes.
Just the Washington Generals.
Yeah.
One. Yeah, no. Has there ever been a team that has two European superstars on it? Are we calling Luka a superstar yet?
Yeah. Oh, Luka's more of a superstar than Kristaps.
He's not an all-star. How can you be a superstar if you're not an all-star?
I mean, if you watch him play one night,
he's very good.
Why did he make the all-star
superstar
team?
Superstar in the make because the league is. No, I'm not gonna say it.
But as a guy, ooh, okay, that was about to get real spicy. As a guy who watches a little bit of NBA, when Kristaps was playing, he was absolutely a superstar.
He's a unicorn.
Yes, but when Luke is playing right now in my dumb brain.
Please write that down, Hank. We came up with that.
Unicorn.
In
my dumb brain, Luka is very, very good, but I don't think he's a superstar.
He's a rookie.
Yeah.
He's played 40 games or whatever, how many games they're at. So they're going to be, if Kristaps comes back from his knee injury, which you have to actually say isn't 100% guaranteed because he is a unicorn.
Huge. And he's massive.
And
so
he's
like,
7'3". Yeah. But they basically rebuilt here in a matter of a couple of years and, you know, nailed the draft, didn't draft Trae Young, got Luka, got Kristaps. I kind of like what the Mavs are doing.
All I'm saying is I haven't seen Luka take Jaren Ravel one-on-one.
True.
I have seen Kristaps do it.
By the way, we also had some news from this trade. So Adam Schefter is reporting that in this trade, the Dallas is not going to be sending Jason Garrett to New York. Pretty good, right?
Adam's, you know what? He's got a really underrated sense of humor.
He's a big-time jokester right now.
He's a humorist what he is.
He said, the quote was, Jason Garrett is not to believe to be a part of the package from Dallas to New York for Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay, because he coaches in Dallas.
And Adam does the sideline thing.
Yeah,
for the
that's
NBA,
interesting.
Whatever.
So I did hear, though, that the Cowboys aren't going to extend Garrett, so he's going to be a lame duck next year.
I like that.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
Coach Romo.
Yeah. Coach Romo.
Coach Romo in 2020. Romo. Or yes. And put this one in your tickler file, Big Cat. Romo or Sean Payton, 2020.
Sean Payton might be suspended from the NFL forever for wearing a Roger Goodell clown shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you couldn't prove that.
Yeah, you could not prove that. Should we do the special treat that we have for everyone?
Yes. So every year we do a We Didn't Start the Fire remix. That's what it is, right? It's a remix?
Yeah, it's a remix.
It's a remix. It's so we recap the NFL league year, and this year we did it with Big Cat, myself, Hank, and Brent Musburger.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't really Brent. But
and Patty.
And Patty, mm-hmm. Yes. And we also happened to go to Sunny Digital's recording studio on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Get excited about that because we've got some fire coming out in the next couple weeks. Brand new song.
From the people who brought you Drink Paint.
Yeah. Hey, can we take the Sunny Digital stamp and put it on just any song?
No, especially not this song.
Is that counterfeit?
That would be an extreme disrespect to Sonny.
Hank is feeling a little self-conscious because we went to a real recording studio on Tuesday, whereas this song we're about to play, we recorded in our podcast studio. So everyone please tweet Hank and say, Hank, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
That exact tweet.
Here it is. You didn't start the fire.
Wish football wasn't over. Miss sports and drinking nearly every weekend. Wish football wasn't over. So many stories. Why's baseball so boring?
Patriots get disrespected. New Orleans PI neglected. Alex Smith got reinfected. Le'Veon sits out. Antonio is skipping practice under Ben's skin like a cactus. Kaepernick still on the blacklist. I miss Cutler's pout.
You are now looking live at Trevor Lawrence of Arabia, Sunk Bama's Lusitania, Urban Myers, WebMD has gigabytes of memory, Notre Dame, look how they did, Brian Kelly killed a kid, Kyler Murray, baseball took him, Texas back, okay, cool, hook him.
Wish football wasn't over, miss sports and drinking nearly every weekend. Wish football wasn't over, so many stories, why's baseball so boring?
Coaching ranks get mighty youthful. Kareem Hunt was less than truthful. Eli Apple trade was fruitful. Michael Thomas butt. Put testicles in the C-gap. Give Eric Reed a spinal tap. Hugh and Todd suicide pack. Bob Wiley down at Hutt. Jameis fumbles comically. Fitzpatrick's wife's anatomy is intimately known by him. He's wearing out fallopians. Julie Edelman's a bench. Bortles got unfairly benched. Row the boat like golden gophers. Jerry Jones checks off in loafers.
Wish football wasn't over. Miss sports and drinking nearly every weekend. Wish football wasn't over. So many stories. Why's baseball so boring?
Aaron Rodgers got his bread. McCarthy's always seeing red. Stop me if you heard this before. Big Ben's feeling mighty sore. Chargers win, they're making kicks. Mrs. Rivers morning sick. Cody Parkey field goal. Oh no, hit the ball like Sonny Bono. Josh Allen's problematic tweets. didn't give the Bills cold feet. Riley Cooper, haven't seen you hiding out in Argentina.
Odell Beckham got his money, now his leg feels kind of funny. Williams turned down several jobs in time it took to write this song.
Wish football wasn't over. Miss sports and drinking nearly every weekend. Wish football wasn't over. So many stories, why's baseball so boring?
Hello, my name's Pat Mahomes. I throw the ball at stadiums. Tyreek steered clear of law enforcement. Got a new ketchup endorsement.
Check out this cool arm lodge angle. 45 against the Bengals. A quick curlies. Then my passes would be concrete on sound.
Every team wants Sean McVay. Cliff just wants to get laid. Would rather be a coach to Rosen. Not so Cal won't wear a Trojan.
Wish football wasn't over. Miss sports and drinking nearly every weekend. Wish football wasn't over. So many stories, why's baseball so boring?
Belichick and Tom Brady can't break up like Cardi B. Refs new rules, but they forget two flag penalties offset.
Hey, Matthew's getting penalized for landing on Kirk Cousins' thighs. How can you pay a QB whose only record's on Dark Creed?
Witten Zeres reappeared, don't unplug Booger Mobile. Russell Wilson of Sierra gets sick, brain concussion, what? Mullins brothers with Brett Favre, Benjamin is living large. Jimmy G tore his knee, probably got some STDs.
Wish football wasn't over. Miss sports and drinking nearly every weekend. Wish football wasn't over. So many stories, why's baseball so boring?
All right, that's We Didn't Start the Fire. Always great. PFT wrote all the lyrics, fucking nailed it as always. Fun time. Sad time. Mm-hmm. It's a sad song every year.
Mm-hmm. It's morning. It's definitely morning. But, yeah. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, so we have to wrap up. We have a King State Kings. This one will be quick. Skip Bayless has done a dare to LeBron James, saying, LeBron, I dare you to play your first game since December 25th back at Golden State, where the Warriors will want revenge for Christmas Day against you on an iffy groin in an iffy shape, and them with D Cousins now. If you try this, I will be hugely impressed. Good luck, King.
You know what I like to do with every Skip Bayless tweet? I like to imagine that it's written in the handwriting of Zodiac Killer.
Mm.
And it's just like, you take a picture and you just tweet out the image of that.
It's
his Twitter account. Somebody should do that. Skip Bayless tweets, and should just be like serial killer or like ransom notes that are his takes.
Yes.
In like the magazine cutout form.
Yes, absolutely. Skip Bayless challenging LeBron. And you know, LeBron will read this. He'll be like, you know what? I have to do this. No, he won't, actually. No,
if you
this is ridiculous.
Cut it out and put it in the middle of a Godfather book.
This is ridiculous.
In 3 years.
Put it on the wine label. Yeah. And then the shishaholic, who LeBron drank wine on the bench. And I think we can all agree he has a problem.
Yes, he's extra, as you put it.
Someone in LeBron's camp maybe stop being an enabler and realize that your king,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing air quotes, your king, is a shishaholic.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Paul. About to get rid of all your young talent.
Yeah. He's about to get rid That's of all your young talent. He's drunk on power.
That's what he does.
And wine.
He gets drunk and then
and
he,
the coach
and
probably.
He trades
and
away
coach,
his teammates yeah. and fires his coaches.
At what point will
he
people...
He hurts those that are close to him most.
No, seriously, though. At what point will
he take some responsibility?
Will the LeBron stand up and be like, hey, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't enable this ridiculous... wine drinking everywhere.
You know what? I actually think that it's good that he's drinking so much wine. As a LeBron stan myself, the more wine that he drinks, the less he has to give to his 11-year-old children.
That's true. Yes, that is actually a good point.
Thank you.
Good point. All right, perspective. We have two last segments. Perspective.
This is from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
This is for everybody that's tweeting out screenshots of the weather app on their phone, being like, wow, it's January. It's cold. Can you believe this?
It's very cold, though. Please.
He has some perspective. Outdoor temperature on Earth, not quite your liking today? You'll freeze solid or vaporize anywhere else. Average temps elsewhere. Mars, negative 80 degrees. Venus, plus 850. Moon, during the day, 250. At night, negative 250. Mercury, 800 degrees. Pluto, negative 350. Sun, during the day, plus 10,000 degrees. At night, plus 10,000. Well, isn't that interesting? The sun's the same temperature at day as it is at night? Neil, I'm not a scientist, but that doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
Dumbass.
What is it, the desert? No, the desert is even more extreme.
Yeah, the desert's very extreme.
Yeah. Mars was canceled a couple of episodes ago, so throw that out.
Okay.
The other ones, sure, Neil. You got me.
Yeah, he's basically Darren Revelle with a telescope.
Yeah, you want to make me feel bad that it's cold in, like, you know, Chicago and Minneapolis? Just tell me how cold it is on the moon, dark side of the moon.
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson in the Day After Tomorrow remake, but, like, he's walking through Chicago where their body's frozen solid. He's like, actually, you'd be even deader on the moon.
Yeah, see this dead body?
All right, see you later.
It would have died. It would have died 8 minutes earlier if it was on the moon. All right, let's finish up FAQ plus a drunk idea. So we'll start with the drunk idea and go into FAQ.
All right, so I was talking with YP the other day in the house downstairs, and we were just...
No one knows who YP is.
Okay, well, that's why I won't identify him past YP. and we were lamenting about how football... But most of my conversations at this point are just like, man, it sucks that football is about to be over.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about that, and he said that the NFL uploads a lot of games, like old games, to YouTube. They have a pretty wide variety of games. What we should do is every week we should pick one game from like the 2006 season between two random ass teams and bet on it between ourselves.
Hank's shaking his head.
Like Browns Colts week 9 2006. I have no idea who won that game.
I probably lost money on the Colts on that
but
one.
But we can bet and then we can watch the game.
Yeah.
Together we can watch football.
But there's a lot of those where I'd be like, "Oh, I remember this." I like the idea just because it would show how dumb I am that I would lose money twice on the same game.
Yeah.
Be like, "Oh yeah, this feels good."
Yeah, so maybe we'll do it once a month.
Okay.
Hank, you pick the game.
You shook your head.
This is future you define.
No,
this is truly like
no. Yeah. You pick
you guys
one game
in your purest form.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Let's watch 4 hours. Let's commit to 4 hours. Wait,
Hank, it's not 4 hours because it's on YouTube and there are no commercials.
Oh,
it's
Hank,
true.
Let me ask you a question.
2 hours every week.
Did we did we watch SpongeBob?
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, we did.
Huh?
Who put it on?
Whoops put it on?
It doesn't matter.
I watched it.
Hmm. God put
okay,
it on.
Tell you what.
God put us all on
once a month. We can watch an NFL game once every month and bet on it.
Sure. Why don't you do it on Madden simulation mode?
That's not the same.
But that's new.
That's not the same. The injuries aren't as good.
All right. Hank.
I'm down. Let's do it. I'm
FAQ.
Excited.
Wow. What a start.
There's a lot of woes. I'm just looking for FAQs because you said FAQs, but there wasn't
a lot of FAQs. Oh, do a woe. That's fine.
Corrupt cops are just undercover criminals.
Whoa. Okay.
Whoa.
When we want to go shopping, we go to the mall because we don't want to visit just one store. We want to go to the mall.
Yeah, I get it.
No.
We've got a mall.
You don't want to visit one store, you want to go to them all.
Yeah, is that what it's from?
According to this riddle.
We're the perfect amount of tired, sleep-deprived, throwing other things, whatever you may want to say to... all the woes will work right now.
Sup, fellas. What are your all-time favorite childhood... Or no. Sup, fellas. What are your all-time childhood B-Day memories? I got a pretty bad concussion on my 7th birthday from jumping off an inflatable slide. When I woke up, I only had 2 gifts to open. I know for a fact there were 15 at the party. Still to this day, I think that my friends took them for themselves when I was taken to the hospital.
Probably, yeah.
Well, so our
we have
PFD,
similar
our
memories,
birthdays...
Yeah.
Always fell on the Super Bowl because the Super Bowl used to be a week earlier. And so I used to always get a big ice cream cake shaped like a football. And then what I would do for my birthday party is my dad would get like a popcorn machine and make hot dogs and sell fake tickets. And he would make a shitload of money off all my little friends. And yeah, so he just basically stole from everyone.
I like that. That sounds awesome.
That part's not true.
The fake, tickets part is good.
No, the tickets. Yeah, be like, hey, come to the Super Bowl.
The popcorn machine.
And then we watch the Cowboys win by 40, and the game be over in the first quarter.
Yeah,
those are Super Bowl memories.
Mine are kind of similar because it would be frequently around the Super Bowl or on the Super Bowl. We would go outside and we'd play like snow football in the yard, and then sometimes we'd like come back. We'd miss like the first quarter, the first like 5 minutes after halftime because we're having too much fun playing football ourselves.
It's also a longer halftime.
It is a longer halftime, so we got an extra treat in there. But yeah, it's just like Super Bowl parties.
Yeah, and the ice cream cake that's shaped like a football. Pretty fucking cool. Mm-hmm.
One time we had my dad found a deal at Domino's where you got like he held on to these coupons.
And then you ate Domino's for the next decade.
He held on to these coupons for like 8 months that were like $5 off coupons that didn't have the right expiration date on them.
Yeah.
And so they never run any real good ads during Super Sunday.
Yeah.
And so Domino's was like, why the fuck do we have to deliver 10 pizzas to this house for like $70? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So they hated us.
All right, we're going to end with this one. Plants pants. Pants is plural for pants.
Wait, are we talking plants or pants?
Pants
okay.
is plural for pants, meaning pants are plural despite being singular.
But no, they've got two legs. Because that is a, you are wearing a pant, right?
No,
can I say
I'm
that?
Wearing pants.
But you're also wearing a pant.
No, mm-hmm. if I cut it in mm-hmm. half, I'd wear a pant. No, a pant is when you're...
So the word
that
is
was
just
me panting.
Pants. It's not plural. It's just pants.
Pants is plural for pants, meaning pants are plural despite being singular.
Whoa.
Damn. See you Monday.
Yes.
I'm talking away. No, I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's my day to find you. Shine away. No, I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.